Okay, Parshas Drachim, we are in the last part of the 11th Drush. Again, this is the story of David and Avigail and Nabal and Shimei. All this discussion that all revolved around David, whether he had a status of a king when Shmuel anointed him as king, but Shaul was still alive. So if you recall, Nabal said some not nice things about David was going to kill him, and Abigail, Nabal's husband, came to save him. And her argument was, the way the Parshas Drachim explains it, is that you didn't have a status of a king, even though you were anointed as a king, but you didn't have a status of a king that Nabal should be a Morid B'Malchus. But that doesn't make you have done anything wrong by asking Achimelech a question from the Urim V'Tumim, which is normally reserved for the Melech. Because had that been only done for a melech, then he would have been someone who caused Achimelech to be killed for no reason, in which case David's not such a good guy because somebody got killed because of him. And then in Machnis and Asom, b'michitzas Shalak Kadosh Baruch, I'm just reviewing from last time. So you don't have to worry about that, Avigail said, but the Parshas Drachim explained it, is because you're a guy who fights God's wars. What does that have to do with anything? The Meshuach Melcham is also allowed to ask from the Urim V'Tumim. So that's what Avigail had been saying, Kim Melchamos Hashem Aduni Nilcham. You fight Hashem's wars, and therefore you didn't do anything wrong by asking Achimelech what the Urim V'Tumim would say about something. Okay, so now he continues in that, the next pasuk. This is again in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Hei, pasuk Chav Tes. She then continues, Vayakam Adam L'Rod Fecha L'Vakesh Es Navshecha. Someone came to kill you. Vayse Nefesh Aduni Tzuru B'Tur Achayim Es Hashem Elokecha. But don't worry, you'll be close with Hashem. Es nefesh revecha yikalena b'soch kafakela, and your enemies will be put in the slingshot, the kafakela, and the catapult. V'yaki yase Hashem ladani kala shediber esetav etzav tzivcha l'nagid. But when you become king and a nagid, don't let this be a puka and a michshol, something a stumbling block for you in the future. So now we get to the super gishmak stuff about how the Parshas Drachim explains what all that meant. So who is this v'yakam adam l'red fecha? When she said, someone came to kill you, Levakesh and Snapshecha, who is that? So that is Doeg. That's a medrash, that it was Doeg who came after him. Doeg wanted to get his, it's two lashonos. So Yaakov Malandam Leredfecha, Levakesh and Snapshecha. So he wanted to come after you. In what sense? Because he, according to him, David were Amorid B'Malchus by asking Achimelech a question. And number two, Levakesh es Nafshecha. That is, because you, people were going to get killed. Achimelech got killed, and therefore, according to Doeg, your nefesh would be in trouble. Levakesh Nafshecha, because, again, like we said, someone who causes someone else to be harmed, in Machnis and Asob b'michitzas Oshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, that was the two things. The Vayakam Adam, like the Midrash says, is Doeg, the Radfecha, is to go after you because he held you were Amorid B'Malchus, and Levakesh es Nafshecha, to say your soul's in trouble. Because of what you did, you caused someone to be killed. But listen to this fancy footwork. It's the opposite. You, Nefesh Adoni Tzur Tzarachayim, you're going to be actually close to Hashem, not far away from Hashem, because you did the right thing, because you, at the very least, were a Meshuach Melcham, and a Meshuach Melcham is allowed to ask questions. In which case, what does that come out? That means Doeg was wrong, in which case Doeg killed people for no reason. So your soul's enemy, that's Doeg's enemy, Doeg, he'll be the one who's going to be not b'michitzas of Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he killed people for no reason. It's like he brings the Gemara and Chelek says that there were three malachi chabala, three angels of destruction that came to Doeg. One that made him forget his learning, one that was sorry for his neshama, and one that spread out the ashes in Bate Knesias and Batsir Midrashos. Bottom line is he wasn't the one, b'michitzas of Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's because he had Achimelech killed, and that was because of him, so they were not machnas him, b'michitzas of Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just the opposite. Now there's more. Now there's this thing about when you become a king. Now she says, don't make a mistake tonight by killing Nabal, because when you become a king, this will be a michshol. If you kill Nabal tonight, when you really become king, it's going to be a michshol to you. What did she mean by that? This was nevuah. Okay, how? So he says that this is based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says the following, that when David was running away from Avshalom, and Avshalom was trying to be king, and David had to run away from him, so The Gemara says that he was miskaper b'seira kehedyot, that he treated himself like a hedyot, like he wasn't a king when he had to bring a karban. He brought it as if he had a din of a hedyot, not a din of a king. So you see that when he was being chased around and he wasn't functioning as the king, he isn't the king, and therefore brought a karban like a hedyot. So again, that's clear. Here he already was king, he was acting as king, but now he got kicked out by Avshalom temporarily. So when he isn't functioning as king, he doesn't have the status of a king. Okay, which should make anybody who messes with him not really a Marid B'Malchus at that time. So the Parshas Drachim suggests perhaps this is why David didn't want to kill Shimei. Remember, Shimei was Mevaza David, and David let him off the hook, certainly originally, and he didn't kill him outright, ever. David let him off the hook. But don't we have a principle? Melech shemachal al kvodo in kvodo machal. How is David allowed to let him off the hook? A melech can't be mochal on his covet. How did he let Shimei live and not kill him? So the answer is exactly this, that David understood that he didn't really have the status of a king at that time, in which, because when he was running away from Avshalom, which makes Shimei not really a Marid B'Malchus, in which case David does not have to kill him. Now, it's just interesting, the Rambam, they bring here in the footnotes, the Rambam in the third parak of Malachim, in Halacha Ches, writes, Kala mevaza es ha-melech o ha-mecharfo. That's pretty strong, right? If you embarrass the king or you're mecharif him, that means you curse him out. That's a pretty big marim b'machos. Yesh lemelech rishus lahargo, the Rambam says. You have the king has the rishus, the option to kill him. Kishimi ben Gera. That's Lashon of the Rambam. So what do you mean, Rishus? Doesn't a king have an obligation? Melech shemachal kvodo ein kvodo machal? So there's a lot of answers to this. There's the Imre Shefer says in Parshas Vayechi that the Gabe, he can't be mochal on his kavod, but he doesn't have to kill him. The chi of Misa can be mochal on. He just can't let him get off scot-free, but he could let him get off without Misa, which is basically what happened with Shimei. And similar, the Chassam Sofer in Ibn Ezra Simon Kufnan Aleph says that he could be mochel on the onesh. He can't be mochel on the kavod, but he could be mochel on the onesh. It brings also from the Chemdas Yisrael that says he can't be mochel on the future. He can be mochel on the past, but he can't be mochel on the future. Okay, different answer to the Miyashi of the Rambam. That's not everybody's opinion, but it's just interesting to note that the Rambam always says he has a rishos, at least to kill. At any rate, Parshat Drachim here sounds like he thinks, like others say, that the king must kill if someone is married B'Malchus. And so how did David let him go? It must be that he wasn't really married B'Malchus because David wasn't functioning as a king. So with this, we can explain the psukim in Shmuel Bey's Perek Yates, which we've talked about before. Avishai ben Tzeruya says, all right, time to kill Shimei. And David says, "Nah, it's okay." So Avishai ben Tzeruya says, "Vayomer hatacha zozlo yuma Shimei ki kilels Mashiach Hashem." You're not going to kill Shimei. He was mekal the Mashiach Hashem. He cursed the Mashiach Hashem. Vayomer David. David says, "Ma mali v'lachem b'nei Tzeruyot ki si ayom liya yom l'satan." Why are you trying to be a satan for me today? He says to him, "Hayom yumasish b'Yisrael ki halo yadat ki hayom ani melech haYisrael." I know now that I am king on Yisrael. With the Pashup Shah, it's hard to understand what he meant. Avishai says he killed Mashiach Hashem. Why did he call him the Mashiach Hashem? He could have just said he cursed the Melech. Why did he say he cursed the Mashiach Hashem? And then why is he calling him a Satan? And I know that I'm king. What did he mean? So anyway, the Pashup Shah says this works beautifully with what he's been saying. Avishai held that David HaMelech still had the din of a king, even when he was escaping from Avshalom. So therefore, Avishai said, "Hatacha zostal yuma Shimei ki kilas Mashiach Hashem." I don't understand. You're the Mashiach Hashem. He was Hashem. You know, you had the Shem and Amishcha on you, so you're the king. Even if you're not functioning as the king, you're still the Mashiach Hashem. And therefore, he's chayiv misa as a marid b'malchus. David said back, "No, ma'amiv lachem neitzur kisila yom lesili lesatan. You're going to be a satan for me. Why is he going to satan for him? Because if it's true that any time someone is a Mashiach Hashem and got the Shem and Mishcha, they can't be Mochel on their covet, that means David said something wrong by not killing Nabal. And if you do that kind of thing, that's why Shaul lost his Malchus, because he wasn't tough enough like that. We say Melech Shemachal Kvodo is the Malchusos Mestalek Mimenu. He loses Malchus. So if you're saying I was Mochel on my Kavod, you're going to be a Satan for me. I'm going to lose my Malchus. But it's not true. Halo Yadat Ki Hayomani Melech Yisrael. When I'm a king, so then it's a Mori B'Malchus. When I'm not functioning as a king, then he's not being a Mori B'Malchus. I don't have to kill him. Okay, so getting back to Abigail sees all this B'Nevuah, and she's like, okay, don't kill Neville tonight, because in the future, when you're not going to want to kill Shimei, you're going to say, oh, because I'm not functioning as king now, so it's not a Mori B'Malchus. That's true. Then if you kill Neville tonight, there'll be a Kal V'Chomer. If when you were really the king and you're just escaping for a few months to hide from Avshalom, you're going to say, at that point, I don't have the status of a king and I can't bring a carbon like a king because I'm not a king, and therefore people are not married B'Machas if they say the wrong thing to him. So certainly Neville, where you weren't ever king, you're just, Shmuel put on the Shemana Mishka, but Shol's still alive. Your mom's not function, never did function as king. Certainly there you couldn't call the Neville a Mori B'Malchus. So that's what she was saying. Don't kill Neville tonight or it'll be a Michshel for you in the future. And that's what we said, that she was in Aviyah and she knew what would happen in the future. Okay, that's the end of the drush. We'll stop here.